Hi, I'm Jane Timke, and this is Fran Kelleher from KTWH Radio here in Two Harbors. And I'd love to meet you. Your name is?
I'm Pat Berger, and I have Boreal Bony Farm, which is a farm close to where the Farm Fest is. I have been selling at the Two Harbors Farmers Market for, I think this is my sixth season. And this year, 11 of us got together and decided to do the Clover Valley Farm Trail. So this was new this year. That the reaction response to it has been phenomenal. So the farm stands are going great. And we got a grant from an organization called Renewing the Countryside. And their goal was to bring access to local people for local food. And so we put together this event with the 11 farmers plus several other vendors that have come to join us out here at Agate Acres, which is at 1109 Two Harbors Road. And we've got some music, we've got a food truck, we have lots of vendors, and we have all kinds of veggies and produce and things from the Clover Valley Farm Trail group.
Fantastic. There's a really nice vibe out here right now, and it's a beautiful day. I'm interested, you said that this is the first year of the Farm Trail, and who came up with the idea?
So two of the farmers. So Blaine from Farm du Nord and Justin from Lucky Dog Farm had, a couple years ago, we had the Clover Valley Farmers Market for a year, and that unfortunately didn't continue on. We just didn't have enough vendors to do it. So they were the ones who came up with the idea and got the 11 of us together, and we talked about it, and we said, hey, this sounds kind of interesting. This might be kind of fun. So we say it's the Sunday drive or bike meets the farmers market meets the Sunday drive or bike, and I thought that people might enjoy just getting out in the country, seeing where their food comes from, meeting some of us farmers, and it's worked out really well. It's been really fun.
From what I've read on your website, it looks like there's a really diverse array of farmers who've participated in this, in terms of being not only fresh food but other items.
Definitely. So there are people, you know, that have honey, people that bake. Some of us make jams and jellies and relishes from our produce. There's a lot of fresh produce too. And then also we have, like, Clover Valley Farms. They are, they have wool. They have Jeff's beautiful wood products that he makes. There is a large, a real diverse group of people and diverse items. So it's not like every farm stand is just fresh veggies, but most of us have some fresh veggies, but there's also other items too. So people should come out and check that out.
Well, this is a really good introduction to our day here of interviewing. We're going to be meeting some of these vendors today, and you've given me some ideas about what some of the differences are and similarities between the different stands. So wonderful to meet you. And that was Pat from the
Boreal
Bounty Farm.
Yeah, and thank you. Are you done?
No.
Oh, sorry. And
no,
thank
no,
you.
That's good.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out, because you know, we put this together and we hoped for a nice turnout, and we hope for a beautiful day, and so far so good. It's awesome.
Take it away, Fran.
So I have a face to put with the name now, because you've been interviewed by Katya Gordon many times on the Friday morning show.
Many times I have, yes.
So given the success, not just of this, but of the Farm Trail in general, I'm sure it'll go on again next year.
Absolutely.
Do you anticipate any changes?
We have had several other farmers and groups that have been interested in adding to the Farm Trail. So I'm sure once we get done with this season and we all take a couple deep breaths, we'll get together, we'll talk about what went well this year, what maybe we could do different, and then we'll start entertaining you know, other people that might want to get involved with it. But I would say definitely there will be a Clover Valley Farm Trail next year, and there will be another event like this as well.
Yeah, great. And how long into the season will you go this year, do you know?
I think at this point we're thinking probably mid-October. So unless we get an early frost, that could make a big difference. But as of right now, the stands will be open Sundays through mid-October at least, if not the end.
Cool. Great. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Wind it up.
Great meeting you. Thank you so much. Yeah. We're looking forward to the rest of the day.
Yeah, enjoy yourselves.